Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The case for impeachment has never been stronger. The evidence never so riveting.
Kicking off what promises to be another explosive week in the impeachment inquiry.
And we're bracing for potentially an explosive opening statement.
Those are some of the fireworks from today's explosive testimony. Another explosive day of testimony.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm having a quick flashback to the OJ trial, frankly, where the facts were damning, but it didn't matter. He was innocent, but everybody knew he was guilty.
That's a bit of a reach.
The fact is, I think that this is certainly the shortest investigation. It's certainly the thinnest evidentiary record, and it's the narrowest impeachment ever to go to the Senate if they were to go on this record. Did they prove something was contemptible or impeachable? Contemptible is not synonymous with impeachable.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I'm wondering if you have a comment on this report and court filing out of Arkansas that your son Hunter just made you a grandfather again.
No, that's a private matter. I have no comment.
Who is this gentleman?
My grandfather, Grandpa Joe.
Delighted to meet you, sir. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Ready, guys.
You're a good man.
Thank you, guys. This is all the time we have.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Should the whistleblower be fired, Mr. President?
What whistleblower? I don't think there is.
Adam Schiff is a sick puppy. What you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal. So you have a FISA report coming out, which the word is, it's historic. That's what the word is. That's what I hear.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
And so it begins. The deep state is trying to get ahead of the December 9th release of the FISA court warrant abuse report by the Inspector General of the Justice Department. It happened last night. The first leak came out, and you know how this works. When the report comes out, now they can and we see that this lawyer that worked under Peter Strzok, and again under Peter Strzok, you'd first think must be Lisa Page, because she worked under him and probably over him too, and
how dare you,
all other positions as well. But it's not Lisa Page. It's this guy who looks like the whistleblower, believe it or not. You got all these beta male types running around down there in D.C., and he's got a girlfriend too, that's another plain Jane type. I mean, they all run to type, male and female alike down there. The squirrely goatees, the sort of the not terribly good looking women. Ugh, it's just they hate not just Trump, as Trump is want to point out, they hate us. I mean, we leave them alone. Why can't they leave us alone? They're living off the fat of the land. They're making more money than most of us. And they got pensions, and they don't work on Fridays. I listened to a Washington D.C. radio station, and the big news. You know what the big news today was? Not the 56th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. That was the big story in the Dallas station I listened to. The Washington D.C. station. The long getaway begins for Thanksgiving. Wait a second! It's Friday. It's Thanksgiving. It's 6 days away. Used to be the big travel day in the year was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Then it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Now I guess in swamp country, it's today. It's Friday, but I digress. You know. Anyway, that was a nice intro there, Taylor, with the explosions. I guess I can understand why people are leaving D.C. You know, with all the bombshells going off and all the explosions and the walls closing in, this is like Dresden, 1945, or London after the Battle of Britain. You know, there's nothing but ruins.
We've got about two more minutes of bombshells and explosive investigations, so. You just let me know. I'll hit that button.
You know, it's amazing thing. You know, Chuck Todd was comparing this whole thing to the O.J. Simpson trial. He says that Trump's going to beat the rap like O.J. Simpson beat the rap. You want to know one of the many differences? Not just the fact that there's no knife, there's no blood, there's no crime, there's no glove, but there's another big difference between O.J. and Adam Schiff's impeachment theater, puppet theater, and that's about like 85 million people missing in front of the TV sets. They're getting about like 10, 12 million people here for this theater this week. You know what? You know how many people were watching the White Bronco? I think about 95 million people. 95 million people. As opposed to 12 million people. And there's more people in the country now than there were then. So what does that tell you? I think there's a big difference between O.J. and Donald and the impeachment theory.
Howie, my mom still talks about watching the Bronco scene because we were in Disney World and she was pregnant, I think, with my younger brother.
Yeah.
And it was this momentous thing where, like, they couldn't get their eyes off the TV. I don't think I'm going to be telling my kids about this part of history. I'm not going to be like, and then Adam Schiff took to the camera and he said, "This is our destiny."
And Gordon Sondland said there was no quid pro quo, and Adam Schiff had to run out of the room to change his diaper. Yeah, no, I don't think anybody is going to be. Where were you when Gordon Sondland said there is no quid pro quo? Which time, the first time or the tenth time he said there was no quid pro quo? But anyway,
I think Democrats wanted to celebrate a different assassination today. Or at least commemorate one.
You know, it's weird that nobody's talking about this. I know it's been a long time now, and it's 56 years. JFK has been dead now much longer than he was alive. But it really was a turning point in American history. And again, I listened to the Dallas radio station for Rush, and it's the lead story on the Dallas radio station, as well it might be. But it was... The country's never been the same. I mean, we can talk more about it later. But anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. But the big news is that obviously the deep state is very concerned about this report. And you know, this guy that they've nailed, he's a small fry. And he's identified. I'm not going to name him, but he's identified at the conservativetreehouse.com. And then if you go to other websites, they've got some of his emails. And he's one of these guys who said that he was texting that you know, Trump's election was the end of the republic, and this is the end of the ACA, Obamacare. Would that it were. Thank you, the late John McCain, for making it not the end of ACA. What else is there? He got tossed off the Mueller investigation as well, just like Strzok and Page and one other person who we still don't know the identity of. And so if you haven't read it, the way you know it's a leak is it went to CNN first. So CNN has got all these former deep state people, including Andrew McCabe, working for them on the payroll. So they got the leak that this guy that there's been a criminal referral of this guy. He is a lawyer. And apparently when they were making the FISA application on Carter Page, they didn't have enough evidence to get a warrant, even with these rather compliant federal judges who seem to have no anger about being gamed by the DOJ and the FBI to give out these warrants to based on fraudulent information to surveil American citizens whose only crime was to be not on the Democrat team in 2016 and 2017 after Trump was inaugurated. So they busted this. This guy fabricated evidence to give to the FISA court, and CNN was very in the second paragraph of the story on that CNN ran, and then the Washington Post followed up with it. Was the second paragraph of CNN was, "This will provide ammunition for Donald Trump and his Republican allies." You mean the fact that their civil rights were violated? I mean, don't they have a right to be angry? And then the Washington Post added that, well, although this was wrong and there are these criminal referrals against this, coat holder, it doesn't rise to the level of totally rendering the FISA, the application for a court ordered warrant for surveillance, totally illegal. You know, so did I hear that anyone named in the report has received a copy of the report? Asked 781. I think most of the people have. Yeah, they've responded. I guess what happened last night was, I thought the deadline was today, but I guess the deadline was last night, was for all the parties that are named in the report to respond. So after the deadline passed, I guess it was last night at the close of business, the story was immediately leaked to the CNN. It was probably leaked before, and they just said, wait till the deadline for filing comments has passed, and then you can run with the story. The story broke, I guess, around 6:30, 7 o'clock last night on CNN, and then the Washington Post followed up with it. And then the Washington Post said the guy worked under Peter Strzok, and that was the early edition, the first filing of the story. And then they quickly struck the name of Stroke. They because they said it was, I guess they figured it was too. The story was written by this guy named Devlin Barrett. Does that name ring a bell? If you're familiar with the texts that Strzok and his horse-faced girlfriend were exchanging in 2016 and 2017, they're always leaking stuff to Devlin Barrett. At the time, he worked for the Wall Street Journal, and now he works for the Washington Post. And so Devlin Barrett wrote the story, and then he realized that he had given away the identity of the fired FBI lawyer. And so he took out the name of Strzok, but it was too late. Obviously, on the internet, everything lives forever. So this is it. So it's beginning. It's today's the 22nd. So the report comes out on the 9th. So it's two weeks from next Monday. The report comes out. And then Horowitz, the inspector general, appears in front of Lindsey Graham's Senate Judiciary Committee on that Wednesday, December 11th. And it's off to the races. And, I'm hopeful. I know Rush was saying he's rather skeptical that anything's going to come of it. But I mean, this is a start. This is a start. We've got I think President Trump's right. I've been saying this for a long time. This is going to be the biggest scandal in American history. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Meeting with the mayors.
I'm wondering if you have a comment on this report and court filing out of Arkansas that your son, Hunter, just made you a grandfather again.
No, that's a private matter. I have no comment.
Mr. President,
only you would ask that.
You're
a good man. You're a good man.
Thank you, guys. This is all the time we have.
That's Joe Biden to Peter Ducey from Fox. Peter Ducey's the only guy who would ask him about Hunter Biden's love child.
Even Joe Biden said that. Only you would ask that.
Classy.
Classy.
Classy. F. Chuck Todd would never do that. Andrea Mitchell. Hillary Clinton's favorite reporter. She would never ask that. Fredo Cuomo. Forget about it. Don Lemon. They would never ask that question. Brian Williams, still suffering PTSD from seeing the corpse floating down Canal Street, he wouldn't ask that question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Moricello Blackberry Cello Liqueur. Whether you're having the perfect nightcap or adding a kick to your favorite Thanksgiving dessert, you'll love Moricello Blackberry Cello Liqueur. Visit hubbeverage.com. That's hubbeverage.com to find out where you can get Moricello near you. Hubbeverage.com. And the poll question concerns that inquiry by Peter Ducey from Fox of Creepy Joe. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was Fox News' Peter Ducey wrong to ask Joe Biden about his new grandchild?
Absolutely not wrong. And, you know, you could make the argument that the children shouldn't be responsible for the sins of their father or their mother, the parents shouldn't be responsible for the sins or the crimes of their children. But the fact is, Donald Trump would have been asked that question. So damn right, we're not going to have any more double standards around here. If it's good enough for the goose, it's good enough for the gander.
You'll be happy to know, Howie, you've reestablished a connection with your listeners. 92% say no, he was not wrong to ask that.
Absolutely. I would be embarrassed if I were the other reporters who'd been covering Creepy Joe before Peter Ducey arrived on the scene that hadn't asked him about that. And how about the fact, too, here's something else that's really pitiful when it comes to the mainstream media. You know the story about the paternity test? I believe it was broken by the Daily Mail in London. The Daily Mail. Not one of those Cracker Jack Pulitzer Prize winning scribes who deeply reported the Russian hoax story for all those years. No, it was somebody on Fleet Street broke the story. It's pitiful. 617, CNN's McCabe, their newest correspondent, is prohibited from commenting on the FISA report. Well, is he prohibited from commenting on it? I heard he was on with Fredo last night on CNN. I mean, nobody would know because nobody watches CNN. But wasn't he on with him? How can you not ask him about that? I mean, don't you at least say, I'd like to ask Andrew McCabe, who's the subject of a criminal referral himself, about this latest criminal referral by the Inspector General of the Justice Department. But can you comment on this, Andrew McCabe? I mean, don't you at least ask him that question? Don't you at least get him on the record like Ducey did with Creepy Joe about Hunter Biden's love child, Burisma Biden? We'll have your questions when we come back. We'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 asks, did Hunter Biden start sleeping with his dead brother's wife before or after his cocaine troubles? Just want to chronologically figure it out. It is kind of confusing. But that's why I recommend going to the Daily Mail. They have a chart to kind of try to help you straighten it out. But you probably have to study it pretty closely. I also recommend the New Yorker story about Hunter Biden just for general giggles. I mean, I know it's pitiful to have an addiction problem like that, but just trying to watch him lay it out to a Democratic stenographer, you know, to try to get it out in the open. But it's obviously it's beyond getting it out in the open. It's. Is that the owl? Is that the owl? Is it? Sounds kind of like a dog, too. Is that the owl that flew in front of his car when he was in the Nevada desert, like the bats flew in front of the other hunter, Hunter S. Thompson, in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? They're the bats. I understand. I get the bats. I'm just not sure about the owls. All right, 844-500-4242. Let me just read you this from the CNN exclusive, hand-fed to them by their colleagues in the deep state, trying to transform America into a banana republic. The possibility of a substantive change to an investigative document is likely to fuel accusations from President Donald Trump and his allies that the FBI committed wrongdoing in its investigation of connections between Russian election meddling and the Trump campaign, period. But shouldn't there be a comma? Shouldn't there be a comma, which did not exist? Because there were no connections. And they didn't alter a document. They falsified a document. Can we use the right word? Alter, it makes it sound like they corrected a typo. You know, they misspelled a word. And so they changed the document. No, this guy falsified the document to present it to a judge. And all these applications for a warrant are presented under pains and penalties of perjury. You have to swear. You have to put your signature at the bottom that the statement that you've given the judge before he issues the warrant or doesn't issue the warrant is true. That's why this guy is in a jam. That's why there's been a criminal referral. And, you know, he's not going to have his mousy little girlfriend at the Justice Department, trimming his goatee anymore if this doesn't work out for him. He's going to have Bubba at Allenwood, or he's going to be doing 30 days in the hole, as Humble Pie likes to sing. 8445, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. But I just hope it just doesn't stop with this little pajama boy lawyer. I just hope it goes all the way to the top, or as close as it can to the top. 844-500-4242. It's a marvelous day in the neighborhood. We're here in sunny South Florida enjoying ourselves, and we'll have the usual stuff. Grace will be with me at 4 o'clock. In Boston, we'll be doing Police Blotter Facts Friday, and we have all the usual stuff that you expect on a Friday from the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. You know, you gave the breakdown of who watched the impeachment hearings, but you didn't give the breakdown from what channels. I mean, that should be telling also. And one other thing before you respond. Who led them in prayer over drinks? Nancy? It's such a prayerful moment. Did Nancy lead them in prayer?
You know what, John? I didn't even look at who led them in prayer. I just looked at the headline and I said, I don't think I want to know any more about this. What exactly were they toasting, though? I mean, were they drowning their sorrows or were they celebrating when they went to this little bistro on Capitol Hill after the hearings wrapped up?
I'm sure it was a solemn moment, whatever it was.
I'm sure it was, too. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. My call screener's down. Who's next?
We have Alan.
Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. I had a chance to listen to a lot of these hearings, and what struck me the most is the bloated bureaucracy that's over here in Ukraine. I couldn't believe how many assistant undersecretaries, ambassadors, et cetera. How many people does it take to run this rinky-dink little country here?
Well, you know, that's an old joke. The more diminutives you have in your title, the more of a hack you are. So that guy, George Kent, the guy with the bow tie, wasn't he a deputy assistant Secretary of State. So he had two diminutives in his title. And he wasn't even in Ukraine. He's back at Foggy Bottom. You know, not only do you have all these factotums and big feet prowling around Kiev or whatever they call it nowadays, but you got all the people that they're reporting to at the State Department. And you know, here's the thing too, Alan. Did you notice that none of them seem to know about the details of all the dirty tricks that have been going on? You know, Fiona Hill said she didn't know anything about whether or not the Hillary Clinton campaign had paid for the dodgy dossier. Did you see? You remember that? She didn't know that. I'm not familiar with that, mate. Oh, I don't know the answer to that, Kovner. I heard it was the DNC. You know, I mean, who do these people think they? Do they expect us to believe this? You know, they're the greatest experts in the world when it comes to Ukraine, but they don't know anything about what's going on politically. And she got the dossier from Strobe Talbot, who's like this career hack going back to Bill Clinton days. Strobe Talbot. They're all tied up. And then the Holmes, the guy who was drinking wine, Spodioti drinking wine, and listening in on the cell phone conversation, his wife is the top aide to Yovanovitch. And Yovanovitch is, you know, she's in therapy apparently, or she certainly seemed to be in therapy. She was treated so shabbily by President Trump. She's still making like $175,000 a year, and she's from the State Department, and she's at Georgetown University. I mean, you know, death, where is thy sting for these people? They've just and you know, it occurred to me last night that I think one reason why these impeachment hearings went over so badly is that, you know, even if you're not following it, even if you just like stop in and you just look at all these people, just pick any of them, they're like the officious, imperious factotums that you run into at any town hall or city hall or state agency or federal bureaucracy. I mean, I'm not saying everybody that works in a government agency is a jerk, but a larger percentage than in the general public. They have this inflated view of themselves. The power has gone to their heads, and it was pretty clear to me that I don't know a lot of people from the State Department, but I know people who work in bureaucracies, and these were like the worst the kinds of people that you run into. People who you can't get a permit for that. Don't you know the deadline has passed? You live in a historical district. You can't put aluminum siding up on your house. Why don't you have a license for your dog? Where's the dump sticker on your car? I mean, you know, these people are at a different level. I mean, they would say they're at a much superior, higher level. But it's the same attitude. They think they're better than you and me. And in this case, in the case of these people that have been testifying for the last week, they think they're better than the President of the United States. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Alan. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, you know who's been a real disappointment in all this and is Mike Pence. And I hope Trump's considering cutting him loose in 2020.
No, he said
he
that today.
He hasn't done anything.
Dave, he said today on Fox and Friends, I don't know if you saw that. He was on for almost an hour with Steve and Brian and Ashley, and he said you know, people say, you know, he's going to replace Pence with Nikki Haley, and he said he loves Nikki Haley, but he Mike Pence has done a good job. I mean, what do you want Mike Pence to have done, Dave?
I want him to be Spiro Agnew, which he isn't. He ain't even Dan Quayle.
I I don't know. I mean, did that really work out well with the Spiro Agnew? If indicted, I shall not resign. If indicted, I shall not resign. I mean, that I don't know about that. I think that Trump, you know, it's like Trump basically doesn't have a press secretary because he wants to handle it himself. I think the same thing applies to Pence. I mean, he doesn't need a press secretary and he doesn't need a Spiro Agnew pit bull. He can these are jobs that he not only can handle but wants to handle, isn't it?
No, she's great. Well, look, first of all, Kellyanne is great, but she's married to a total whack job. I think she must have done some number on him, Ainsley. I don't know what Kellyanne did to that guy, but because I don't even know him. I mean, I met him for
George
second.
Yeah.
He's got to be some kind of a nut job. She must have done some bad things to him because that guy is crazy. But you know what? Mike Pence is a great vice president. He's our man. 100%. And Nikki will absolutely be involved. She's a friend of mine. She endorsed me with the most beautiful endorsement you've ever heard. She did a great job at the UN. She's now in the private sector. I assume she's doing very well. But Nikki will be back in some form because she's great. And she's my friend. But no, Mike Pence, I know I've seen this rumor. It keeps, you know, popping up. And Nikki would be great. But Mike Pence has done a phenomenal job as vice.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see him getting rid of Pence. I mean, I think, you know, this reminds me that, you know, 56 years ago today, JFK, apparently, according to Evelyn Lincoln, his secretary, he had told her that they were dumping LBJ as vice president in 64, and they were getting ready to replace him with Governor Terry Sanford of North Carolina. And of course, it never happened because he was assassinated. But the difference is, LBJ was tied up in an amazing scandal. People were testifying in front of a Senate subcommittee that he was LBJ had been shaking them down, and Bobby Baker was about to be flipped, the former secretary to the Senate from when LBJ was the majority leader. I mean, LBJ, there's a good if JFK doesn't get assassinated, there's a good chance LBJ not only doesn't get renominated as vice president, but it's also a good chance he gets indicted and sent to prison. So, I mean, that's one reason why LBJ is on not my short list of suspects, but he's on some people's short list of suspects. 844-500-4242. 617 says, do you know the building inspector in my town? Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying, 617, is that everybody knows people like that. If you, you know, if you're a certain age, you've had dealings in your everyday life with officious government bureaucrats, pests who try to bother you. And that's the vibe all of these people gave off. And that's why I think that's one reason why, even if you're not paying that much attention, you just have a cold feeling towards this whole kangaroo court that's going on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
I'm having a quick flashback to the OJ trial, frankly, where the facts were damning, but it didn't matter. And yet, he was innocent, but everybody knew he was guilty. Are we about to head into a situation like that where he's going to get acquitted and yet everybody's going to know he's guilty?
Guilty of what? What the hell did he do? I read stories, people saying, why aren't the Republicans punching back more? I mean, how do you punch back when they're just flailing away and they're just making crap up? He hurt my feelings. He's got to be impeached. Doesn't he understand I'm a humbled immigrant to this land making $190,000 a year to work 4 days a week telecommuting from my home in the D.C. suburbs, and he didn't respect me. He must be removed. He's an evil orange man. What did he do? I was talking about the attitude of these bureaucrats and how galling it is to people who've had to deal with bureaucrats at any level. Here's a one from 860. Pharma John again. Trust me, the pompous attitude goes all the way down to the Farm Service Agency loan officer. After all, he's just loaning me back some of my own money. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it finally occurred to me that, you know, even though the ratings are dreadful, very few normal or average people that work for a living are watching this stuff. They're still angry about this because we've all been through this. It's like trying to renew your driver's license and getting the runaround. You know, you don't mind that. I mean, you're irritated if you have to wait in line, but it's more irritating if you have to wait in line and then the person's giving you some attitude when you get up to the front of the line. I can't take a credit card. You can't write a check. You didn't bring your birth certificate. What do you think you are, an illegal alien that can come in here, walk in, and just get a driver's license? 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. A couple of quick points. Number one, you know, Yovanovitch complains about not being treated fairly. I just want to know if Ambassador Stevens from Libya could tell us, if he could tell us.
Thank you. She had a lot of gall. Badly. She had a lot of gall to compare herself to Ambassador Stevens, too, didn't she?
You better believe she did. Well, here's my prediction, Howie. The Congress will impeach him. They'll have a full trial. Both fools will have egg on their face. Landslide for Donald Trump. He left for college 2020. That's it.
Yeah, I think things are looking up for him. You know, I still think it's going to be fairly close. I don't think it's going to be like a landslide, but I think it's looking better and better for them. They've really overplayed their hand here. You know, I mean, this is barely something to complain about in an op-ed. You know, and they're trying to impeach him. This is ridiculous. 978 says Trump has Pence for the evangelical vote. I think he originally that was part of the reason Pence was nominated, but I don't think he needs Pence for the evangelical vote. I think he just appreciates loyalty, and Pence is a very loyal guy. I'm Howie Carr.